الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a brief revision and of keeping rozas of the various parts of the body, that is very important so that the roza can be a roza, a fast, a song, and consequently then we will get taqwa from that, from Allah Ta'ala. And when we have got taqwa, we have got everything. This is Allah Ta'ala has given us iman, that is half our friendship with Allah and Allah, and the other half is taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. You have got iman. Now just to complete that and have the true close friendship with Allah Ta'ala, it is by taqwa. And there are many ways to acquire this taqwa. One is this month of Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq, that the roza of the eyes that we keep also, roza of the tongue also, and ears, and of the stomach also, and then of the heart also. All the various things associated with the thoughts that come to a person, etc., pride that comes to a person, all that. And by keeping roza also, it is possible that if we are not careful, that pride comes in us. If we get reports of other people who perhaps hardly know it's the month of Ramadan, and we say that, mashallah, I'm keeping full 30 rozas. My small children, 5-6 year old, are keeping rozas. So pride can also come through this. We have to be careful of that also. Then a sixth point which ulama refer to with regard to make our roza fully acceptable by Allah Ta'ala is that after completing and keeping our roza and the whole month of Ramadan, and for every ibadat also to have this concern whether it is accepted by Allah or not. Not just to do the amal, but whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. Just putting in an application somewhere, and now we are free. We feel now everything is done. Whatever application for a license, for a visa, whatever. No, now that concern must be, it must be accepted. We made all the effort to prepare it, and we made du'as also. Now we have to make du'a that this application of mine must be accepted also. And we don't know whether sometimes one small thing, it's not there, we didn't put a signature somewhere, we did an initial somewhere, we didn't put a date somewhere, and it gets rejected. So we don't know by Allah Ta'ala also. So we have to be very careful. And here we have the great lesson, and there couldn't be perhaps a greater lesson than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah had ordered to build the Kaaba Sharif. And he built it with his own hands. And with his young son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the two of them built the Kaaba Sharif. All the means they used, the money, the stones, the mortar, it couldn't be more halal and more pak. There can be absolutely no doubt. Their intention also. And they were doing it under the supervision of Allah Ta'ala. But after having done all this, when the Kaaba is built, then he raises his hands to Allah Ta'ala and says, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, it's not the correct translation, complete translation is not that accept from us. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, where he taught us so many other things also about Arabic grammar and literature and the beauty of the Arabic language, those points also he highlighted and made it, explained it to us. So taqabbal means that it is not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it. It isn't at all. It isn't just that you accept it. But in there, in taqabbal, is the khasiyat of takalluf. That is, that it is not worthy of acceptance, but please, you accept it from us. So that dua. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, there can be no doubt in all what a height Allah had taken him to, but still he's making dua and saying it's not worthy of acceptance. Please, O Allah, out of your mercy and your kindness, you accept it from us. So when a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, having built the Kaaba Sharif, and then he's making that dua, so how much mustn't we be concerned also? So that whatever ibadat we do, especially roza, alhamdulillah, Allah makes it easy for us. We keep it. Sometimes we hardly think that I got roza, especially in the short days. But it is really an effort. Allah has made it easy, so we don't really feel it. Otherwise, just to keep roza is also one great effort that Allah, hukam, law of Allah which He has given us. We keep it, but now whether it is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not. And all these things, like for example, roza is a shield for a person as long as he does not break it, he doesn't tear it, he doesn't destroy it. And that is by, for example, lying, backbiting in the roza. So we don't know, perhaps something like that. Some evil thought might have come in. We don't know what wrong we could have done. So now it renders it. And even if we do it perfectly, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam building the Kaaba Sharif, there couldn't be a ibadat by anyone even more greater than that. How he had made it, but still he's saying it's wrong. And how much he knew Allah, ma'rifat of Allah, recognition of Allah. So he knew this is not worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah. So though roza, on the other hand, we should make shukr. Allah gave us tawfiq of keeping roza. But not this, that we feel now that it must definitely be accepted. There is nothing binding on Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is completely free. And our rozas are not of that level that they should be accepted. But Allah Ta'ala, so we beg, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا. And then again we are asking again, forgive us. That what we have done, O Allah, whatever errors, whatever omissions, whatever mistakes we have made, please you forgive us. And Allah loves that ibadat which is like that. That you try your best. Alhamdulillah, we go and make wudu, we have to make wudu, then we are careful that no drop of water also must go down the throat. We are careful, and we make our miswak also, and then we are careful that no drop of water, but still in spite of that, we are asking Allah, please, you forgive us. Well, we must have made some mistakes. And we see that the greatest ibadat that Allah has given us is namaz. That is the greatest ibadat. And the greatest teacher in the whole of mankind was Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest student was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu namaz, then one is the dua at the end of namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. There is another dua also, but this is the sunnah dua. So after having made namaz, you are coming to the end. Now you are telling Allah, I did a great wrong. So your namaz, was it a wrong? Namaz is the highest form of ibadah. But you are saying now, Ya Allah, I've done a great wrong. I oppressed myself. I've done a great wrong. The fact is that we could not make the namaz as it was supposed to be made. One is our namaz, which we know, is not like that at all. But the namaz of the very pious Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's namaz, who could make a better namaz than that in the ummah? What a perfect namaz. But he's taught also, Ya Allah, I've done a great wrong to myself. Because as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained also, that Allah Ta'ala is infinite in all His sifat and His attributes and qualities. It's also limitless, infinite. So we are limited in everything. So who is limited? How can he fulfill the rights of a being that is unlimited? If Allah, there was a level that they tell, yeah, now you can please Allah or Allah's quality, then you could hope to go till there. But which is now unlimited. Just like our Shaykh also explained, like the water of the sea cannot come in the water of the river. River is limited. Compared to that, the sea is unlimited. Though the sea is also limited. And the water of the river cannot come into a dam. The dam cannot contain all the water of the river. The dam is limited. Like that, all the water of the reservoir can't come in our jug which we have at home. So we who are limited, how can we fulfill the rights of Allah who is unlimited? So we, from that, that is a person who makes a perfect namaz, best according to human standards and what we can. But our namaz, we know what it is. Our preparation, Allah forgive us, hopefully our istinja is correct, we must be careful of that. Then our wudu must be correct. We don't know where we slip up in our wudu also. And even just like making wudu from the taps, which has become common, may Allah Ta'ala make it that we can start using the mud again. And Allah reward Malana Yusuf Yusuf Mutala of UK, where mashallah he has made the arrangement of making the mud again. Very similar to that of what it was of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is spread wide throughout the world. He has sent it everywhere. So otherwise, from the tap that we make wudu, definitely there is a lot of wastage of water, and especially if we are not that little bit careful. Today many taps are such, and we should try. For example, the taps in our wudu khana, yeah, also once so. Once I saw one of our ustads and I learned from him. He was busy making wudu. So you just turn that little thing. So he had his hand under one, the left hand, filled it, and with this hand. Then with the thumb, he closed it. And now he washed his face. So the water isn't falling all the time. Otherwise, we take the water and that water is flowing. And then we wash our face here. The same thing with the arm. You take that water in there, and just with your other finger, you just close it. And now you drop the water and you wash it. And that also, then you do it the sunnah way, to take water in your palm and drop it and let it come till here and drop off from here. Otherwise, we take our whole arm and we put it under. That is not according to sunnah also. And you're using much more water in that way. So the whole of, even when we wash our feet, Allah give us tawfiq. Let the water drop, close it. Now rub the water. That is necessary to rub the not just to let the water flow. For us, water is istinja also. The istinja we make, we just splash some water. That is not the correct way. We have to splash the water and then rub it. Let the napaki, the najasat, the impurity, let it go out. So in this also, all the parts of the body, is not just to wet it. But rub it properly. And especially if a person, many people have got their dry skin. One is nice, your skin is nicely moisturized. Even if you don't use creams, other people use creams. But then the water reflows easily everywhere. But if you've got dry skin, the water doesn't flow everywhere properly. Then you must rub it properly. That is necessary. So our wudu, our istinja must be made correctly. Our wudu, and then the extra water that we use in wuzu, etc. And also, Allah to save us all, if a person is talking while making wuzu. Something important, necessary, a masala, no problem. But unnecessary, we are just talking. So that also, then that, what kind of a namaz are we going to make then? And then, so all these things we must consider. After all this, if we make a namaz properly, then still on that perfect namaz, we have to ask Allah, that, Ya Allah, I couldn't do it properly. You forgive me, I haven't done it properly. So this should be the attitude with our roza also. Really, how much do we really think of washing our eyes, especially with the cell phone, which is common, and so many other problems with the cell phone. Now, it make those people who want to steal. Now, we are tempting them. They are stealing also. Well, in a way, we encourage that guna. Where it has come that you must be Be careful and don't give the people the opportunity to have any suspicion, any doubt. Therefore, our valuables also, there are some people, like also, if you knock at somebody's door, the Quran Sharif says, don't speak, the woman folk, they must not speak in such a tone. On the phone also, ladies should be more particular, that when we speak, they speak in a very melodious tone. Hey, just in front, hello. So a person perhaps who haven't even got any bad intentions, he also will get. And a person who's got bad intentions, so also if you go to somebody's door, then that also the woman, if they have to speak, there are no men for, in a stern way. Not in a rude, abrupt way, but in a firm way they should speak. So in the same way, so everything we should be careful that we do it correctly. So the wudu also, make it correctly, the istinja, the wudu, then our namaz also, see that everything we are doing properly. And after that we hope, then we make dua to Allah Ta'ala for acceptance, that Allah Ta'ala accept our ibadat. Thus also we see that Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ ayat similar to that also, that those people who at sahri time, tahajjud time, they are crying to Allah, make asking for forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. And ulama have written, when we are making dua, try and use the words Allahumma often. Allah loves it. Oh my Allah, Rabbana, Rabbana. We just repeat it few times also. Allah loves that. Like a child who tells the mother, Ammi, Ammi, Ammi. The mother loves it also. And sometimes she won't pay attention because she wants the child to repeat it. Allah also wants that from us. Also, Mala Musa explained, we should try and do this also, a very valuable one addition in our du'as. A person will read fourth kalima, first, fourth kalima, and then third kalima. After first, fourth kalima, then third kalima. After that make du'as, they are accepted. They are much more in a position where Allah will accept them. So whenever we make our du'as at the beginning, read fourth kalima first, and then third kalima, and then make our du'as. Like that, of course, the times of du'as and the praises of Allah Ta'ala, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tawbah, istighfar, all these things will make our du'as, and the main thing is our heart that is inclined in that way. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who are making tawbah, istighfar at that time, are they those people who stole, who committed adultery, who drank wine, etc., other gunas? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this ayat is referring to those people who made all the ibadat correctly. And now they are fearing whether it is accepted or not. So now they are crying to Allah Ta'ala and they are making istighfar, that we did our duty, but oh Allah, we don't know if it is going to be accepted or not accepted. Out of your kindness, you accept it. Also, we should keep in mind the instance of that great Buzurg who on his 30th Hajj, every Hajj he should say Labbaik, and he should hear Allah should say La Labbaik, your Labbaik is not accepted. He carried on the 30th Hajj, his Khadim who was serving him, he also heard it, that La Labbaik, your Hajj is not accepted. So then he told his Shaykh that when your Hajj is not accepted, why are you taking all this trouble, going to Arafat, Mina, Duas, and it's already Allah said it's not accepted. He said, I got no other way. This is my only dua, I got no one else. On that Allah became so happy, Allah said it was not worthy of acceptance, but now we are accepting it. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy also, we must never lose. We must keep all this in mind. On our side we must do it, but never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to Hajj, for example, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, on one occasion a person who was between sleeping and awake, and he saw the two people who were farishtas, angels. They were walking and talking among themselves. One asked the other one that how many people made Hajj this year? So he said 600,000, that must have been many, many years. Now it's by the millions people making Hajj. So he said, and how many people's Hajj has Allah accepted? So he said, 6 people. So he said, out of 600,000, only 6 people's Hajj Allah has accepted. And what about the rest? He said, by the barakat of those 6, Allah has accepted all the 600 also. So, yeah, also we must make dua, Allah give us tawfiq, that yeah, when we're making namaz, that ya Allah, by the barakat of the person on my right side, left all who are here, pious people, in their barakat and their sadaqah, accept my namaz also. All who are keeping roza here, pious, righteous people, in their sadaqah, accept my namaz also. And Allah is that great being. If we go and buy a box of tomatoes, for example, and one tomato, we see it's rotten, it's got a mark on it, we return it, give me another box, I want another box. So because of one tomato, that it may be a bit rotten or not rotten also, it's just got a little black mark on it, we return it. But Allah Ta'ala, in a whole masjid of all making namazes, one person's namaz is accepted, by his barakat Allah will accept everyone else's also. For that reason also, they make namaz with jamaat is wajib, it is our duty. But even from this, our own namaz, then we are judged on our own self. And what is our condition? And when we make a namaz in jamaat, then we and that yaqeen is in our heart, everyone else's namaz is much better than mine. Everyone else is making a perfect namaz in his barakat, and Allah Ta'ala judges a person according to what he has got. So you are taking their wasila, and Allah accept my namazes. So this attitude that everyone, when we sit for iftari, all who are here, ya Allah, salah, such pious people, and we think in different ways. For example, people who have gone to work, they work the whole day. From their work directly they came to the masjid, they haven't even got home. And they were working hard the whole day. And their roza is so much more valuable. Eh? They were in such environments of all sin, but they still protected themselves. And I'm in an environment of piety, I'm in a masjid, but still my thoughts go so terrible. And I think of so many bad things. Oh Allah, by their barakat accept. Small children have kept roza. Oh Allah, there are sick people who have kept roza. There are old people who have kept roza. In their sadaqah, accept my roza also. So we should try and make those du'as. So at that, I will make our ibadat, and we have this fear also. And on our ibadat, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair should explain that we, before we eat, even our iftari, our food, actually we should go and make tawbah before we eat. We disobeyed Allah Ta'ala so much, and now we are the first on the dastarkhan. Hazrat gives a nice example that your two-year-old child, he got up to all his naughty pranks, opening all the drawers and the doors in the kitchen and where the flour, the oil. Now he took some oil and he threw it into the flour. And he took the rice and he threw it into the dar. He made a big mess there. The floor he's messed. Now when the mother comes, she's angry. Now he's telling her, Amma, food, food, I want food. Amma will say, you want food, you want to give him a slap. All this big mess you made here, and now you're demanding food from me. First clean up this mess. We have made worse mess than that. And that was just some little material, some food things. But our inside, how we have messed it up, how rotten we have made ourselves. Allah gave us a beautiful life to prepare for Jannah, a pure, clean life. But we went and messed up everything. Eh? And now when it's e-food time, we are the first on the dastarkhan. And bring this, bring that. Why is this not right? Salt is not right. This is not right. Why you didn't do this for me? Perhaps, hopefully we don't. But with the wife, we know how we carry on. Eh? She's also Allah's bandi. She's not our slave. She also has kept roza. And we're demanding from her. Now this, bring this and this. We're not considerate of her. And we're just demanding all the things. So Hazrat says, actually we have to make tawbah before we start eating also. We want Allah's best namats we want. And we are giving the worst also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq And also we should keep this, it just makes me so happy, Hazrat's explanation, and therefore I like to repeat it again. Hazrat says, when we come in the masjid, we are taught the dua, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik, open your door of rahmat, had rahmat, had rahmat. Hazrat explains, rahmat is, give me tawfiq of your ibadah. So now we are asking Allah, that Ya Allah, the best. And one, Manana Yunus Daya Sahib, Jazawumullah Khair, he explained that our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said one Sahabi, when before he started in his namaz, he read, Allahumma aatini afzala ma tu'ti ibadika al-salihin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard it, he said, hey, what a dua you are making. Oh Allah, give me my namaz, which is the best which you give your ibadika al-salihin. Give me that namaz, that best namaz. And don't think it's impossible. Allah is most gracious and kind. Rotten people like us also, Allah can bless us also. And on that a person will see how his namaz quality is improving, how much more concentration, etc. So anyway, when we make that dua there, that Ya Allah, give me your best ibadah. Now you are in the masjid, tilawat also you're making, zikr also making, some kitab reading, bayan, everything. Allah is giving us now the best. And when we go out, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Hadrat explains it so beautifully. So to say, Ya Allah, I worked for you now. I made you happy. Now you give me my rosy. Open the doors of my rosy for me now. If we do that and Allah grant it, then it will be like for many people say, he's got fingers and hands of gold. Whatever he touches becomes gold. Now we won't have to make any much effort also. Little bit we make effort and we see rosy is just flowing. It's just pouring down. And the best rosy. And also, Allahu Akbar, in that will be, today, especially with rosy, it has become so confusing, so doubtful, what food and that. Allah will give us the best rosy. Allah will open the doors and give us what we can't imagine. Once we were in the UK, some person invited us, and he told us that this food here is all partridge and all natural food. I said, yeah, in the UK, where the laws are so strict, you can't slaughter on your own anything. And all the things what he had prepared was the best, pure, not only halal and tayyiban, what he had prepared. So like that, Allah will open the doors for us. And Allah will give us all that rosy. So anyway, so when we sit down to eat also, it's like Toba Istighfar. So when we have made our ibadat also, we have really spoiled things. And then after that, now we're picking up our hands to Allah to ask Him for more. And with regard to dua, one good friend of us gave a very beautiful explanation of it. He says, after dua is amongst the adab, respects of dua, that you wipe your hands on your face. In other words, you are saying that, oh Allah, I got what you gave me. And now to show that I got it, my most honorable part of my body is my face. I'm rubbing it here on my face that I got it. And therefore sometimes we rub it here, that my whole, I got it, everything. So he put it in beautiful Arabic, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. What we asked for, we got it. Now we got it, it is within us. So this should be our attitude. Then Allah gave us again, what beautiful du'as to make at iftari time. We kept the roza, now accept this roza from us. We tried our way in which way we could, now Allah, you accept it from us. And like that, if we carry on, that with that humbleness and that fear, that is also a very important constituent to make our rozas acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. My Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should often tell us, we finished Ibadat, Namaz, etc. He should say that, now we finish. No. He says, have that worry that I made my Namaz, but is it accepted or not? So that concern also we must have, that our rozas, our Ramadan, in fact, buzurgs, for 6 months after Ramadan, they should spend crying to Allah, accept our Ramadan. That whatever ibadat we fell short so much, and the next 6 months they should make a dua for the next Ramadan again. How Lord they should look forward, and what beautiful attitude these lovers and ashiqeen of Allah have got. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes about himself that when the Eid is cited for Ramzan Eid, the Eid moon is cited, then everyone is now happy. Eid is here. He says, my happiness is that now the Mawsam has started. Mawsam is Hajj. Now it is Ashur-e-Hajj. And now my heart just inclines now to Makkah Sharif. And to Medina Sharif, to Muzdalifa, Mina, and how fortunate if our hearts just incline to those places. Allah take us also, physically also we be there, but our hearts are there. What a great thing in these great honorable places, which are so Mubarak. And then on top of that, Hajj, every Nabi came and he made Hajj. And the barakat are there. It is kept in those places. And we have the opportunity even just to think of it. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, or it is Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, that just the thought of some pious person brings nur in the heart. Fadlan an wujudihim. Then if you are present in their company, what to say? But just the thought of the pious people, so when we're reading Durood Sharif also, if we have the thought of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we are reading Durood, how much of anwarat won't come? So anyway, so our ibadat we make, our roza also, at the end, this attitude must not be there, that now it's finished, now we are happy, Eid night. The attitude shouldn't be now like a free mood. Therefore, the ibadat of the Eid night. And we find the righteous and the pious. We were little children and we found that our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman, when we were still small, he was there. When we grew up also, and Allah gave us the opportunity to teach with him also in the madrasa when we had grown up. But they used to cry when Ramzan used to end. And most of the people with small children, we all mix with chuma. Why is crying? He must be happy. Ramzan is finished. Now this all this ruzas and the tarawih is finished. But why is crying? Then there was somebody, mashallah, who had proper, they know what was Ramadan. And Ramadan is going now. And we didn't appreciate it, that's why crying. But unfortunately, our attitude also is one of more like a jovial, nothing wrong in it, but all in the limit. But really, we must be worried when Ramadan is finished. Was my Ramadan accepted or not? And this beautiful, this golden bird that was laying golden eggs, that came free of charge to my house and it was laying golden eggs. It just needed little bit of food to eat. Little roza, little tilawat. That also I didn't give it and it didn't lay the eggs. And now the golden bird has flown away. So really that should be the attitude of a person. From now also every day that is passing. Iftari time, one day is gone again. And 17, how many rozas are gone? What have we achieved? What have we done? What we have done, we don't know whether it's accepted also. Our tilawat, our zikr, our du'as. So we should be having that worry all the time. And Allah loves that person who has got this worry. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the awliya, all the time, wasn't just that they have made it all, but then whether it is accepted. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, man ja'a bil hasana, not man amila hasana, not a person who does a good deed, but who makes it and comes with it. Because shaitan on this road till we reach Allah Ta'ala, shaitan is there just to rob us all the time. Yeah, also we have our majlis, and if we are not careful after this, like after when we go and sit and eat, we get involved in some other talks again, and then we start losing out. Many people, common example that is given, that we don't want to sit for kitab reading like after Isha namaz, ours is a bit more longer, but otherwise just 5 minutes kitab reading if they're having it after Isha. We say it takes too long. But when we go outside and make our little groups, and there we are talking for how long? How many people to save 5 minutes in Tarawih, they'll go half an hour to another masjid. Or when they get back home, then they are sitting and wasting time. And they're saving 5 minutes there and wasting so much time. And this even flows over into our dunya's things. Somewhere, some shop right, Checkers or any other shop selling something 50 cents cheaper. And we go 20 kilometers further. The amount of time and etc. just to get that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the time, and time is a great commodity also. We shouldn't waste it. And with regard to this, these groups that we make outside the masjid, and people just gang up, get together, some madrasa students explained it in a nice way. They say that is the PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club. The club that makes panchayat on the pavement, outside on there. So never join the PPC, the Pavement Panchayat Club. And the only requisition really to join the club is agarbatti. You take out your cigarette and you start now and you discuss. This imam read too slow, that one read too fast, this one made so many mistakes. And the little we had acquired, if we had acquired, that also shaitan robs us from it. Just like when business people are doing good business, like normally retailers, December time, then all the crooks also get alert. In fact, in the news, it comes newspapers that from October now, the crooks also get alert because now the people are making more money. They will be going to deposit more. So when Ramzan also comes, shaitan also becomes more alert. Whether the big shaitans are changed, all are changed, or they have left their agents with us. But yeah, also now, when we are earning more, so shaitan also becomes more alert. And he also wants to rob us with whatever we had gained. So not man amila hasana, it's not enough to make a good deed, but man ja'a bil hasana, who comes with it. That we protect it and look after it. So that concern must also. And a person who has that concern, they eat balls are out of the question. Eat parties are out of the question. And similar it is, we try to explain to the students also, that they studied the whole year. At the end of the year, now you're going to a jovial mood, and like at universities now. They will even go on a rampage, breaking windows, destroying doors. That is not our way. Our way, yeah, Allahu Akbar, where are we? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Fath Makkah, conquest of Makkah, and Hinda, she thought that these are people like all worldly people. They must be now raping the woman and stealing and robbing and gone on a rampage. Let me go and see what are they doing. Stealthily, quietly, secretly, one is in ruku, one is in sajda, one is crying, one is in tilawat, one is in tawaf. Oh, these are angels, these are not. So if our end comes like that, al-ibratu bil-khawatim, how the end comes, that is how it is taken by Allah Ta'ala. Our whole life will be judged how our mort comes. And we'll be raised how our mort came to us. So, how we kept our roza, and at the end of roza, that concern is there. Not now we are just going wild on the samosas and all the savouries and all that. Yeah, not yet, but like at home, that concern all the time. And when we take that one khajur also, put it in the mouth, and that one gulp of water, zamzam also, if we have that, where am I fit for the khajur of Medina Sharif? And this ni'mat of Allah which is giving me. And today, alhamdulillah, we can have doubts in our little chocolates and sweets. That is there right? What is in there? But inshallah, khajur of Medina, no problem. Zamzam of Makkah Sharif, no problem whatsoever. And that me, a dirty person, and Allah is giving it to me. So we should have this concern whether our rozas are accepted by Allah, whether they are acceptable or not. And we would open gunas, how much more tawbah istighfar mustn't we make? And at this time of iftari, few minutes before sunset, duas are so readily accepted. And that is the time we shouldn't waste on that. And also, perhaps we also have experienced it, or perhaps we still experience it. One was that time that we didn't, what are the people making dua for? What must you make dua? You don't know what to make. All right, 1 minute dua. But here, this person, 10 minutes dua, 15 minutes, what is he asking? Allah opens on us the doors of duas. And very fortunate is that person whom Allah has blessed with duas. Well, I saw myself, we have said this few times, but in reunion, in the St. Denis, the capital, and the masjid there, the Jami Masjid, There was one Musa by Rabat, the brother of Yusuf by Rabat. The Rabat family, mashallah, very well known, very wealthy, and lot of work of deen, full in deen also. And they were short of nothing. If you could say they owned half of a reunion, it was also, it was true, like, very, very wealthy and pious also. Contact with our buzurgs, whole Turkish madrasa, they used to run and they're still running it. Oh, they give all the expenses. What a position. But we saw, we went in Jamaat from 9 o'clock, if more or less, 3 hours, Musabe used to be there, 3 hours duas he used to make. Eh? Now, we get tired. Now, I don't know what to ask. Now, what more must I ask? Imagine a person who is, Allah has given so much in deen also, and dunya also, and so long duas. So Allah open and to take out time for duas. And then beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, what a beautiful answer he gave to one person who wrote to Hazrat, that I don't seem to enjoy when I read munajat maqbool, when I read my duas, when I'm making munajat. So Hazrat says, surprising, munajat you don't enjoy? In munajat is talking secretly, privately to your lover. A person who doesn't enjoy speaking to his lover privately, secretly, and there's something very much wrong with that person. Allah, give us that love of Allah, that when we are asking Allah and we beg and we enjoy asking Allah Ta'ala, and we have things to ask for, and there's no end of what we have to ask. We can get exhausted, but the things we still have to ask for, they don't get exhausted. We have to ask for our deen, our dunya, our health, our wealth, our children, our qabr, how our maut is going to come. Allah must, there is no limit to all the things that we have to ask. So we have to ask of Allah, and whether our roza, our ibadat is accepted. So even our namaz at the end is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. And after namaz, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfir. Again you making istighfar. You didn't commit a guna. You did a good deed. In fact, our Shaykh Jazawmullah Khair explains, a person goes to toilet, and when we come out, the dua, one is also, Mufti Taqi Sahib has written, that Ghufra Bismillah first, and then Ghufranak. First Bismillah, and then Ghufranak. Anyway, there's Ghufranak, oh Allah, forgiveness. So, our Shaykh explains, what guna you went and make in the toilet? That you are now saying, and Ghufranak is like a person was caught red-handed committing a guna. Now he has got no choice. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Now you went to toilet, which guna you committed? But that while you couldn't make Allah's zikr. Now you're feeling so guilty that I couldn't take Allah's name. That is verbally, I couldn't take Allah's name. You're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So we have to ask a lot of forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we, at the end of all our ibadat, especially our roza, and at the end of Ramadan, that this condition of that I did not fulfill the right. Then that story that comes quite often, that incident of that girl who was going to get married, and which is common till today also, when girls get married, then her friends, other girls in the neighborhood, they come and dress her up, etc., see to her makeup and make her, put on her clothes for her and make her. When they dress her all, they say, "Behin, sister, oh, you look so beautiful." And usually for that occasion of marriage, how and what the lengths people go to. There are those girls also who will go for their hairdressing at night. The whole night they won't sleep. They'll sit on a chair because the hair will get spoiled again if we're going to lie down and sleep. They'll sit the whole night also. What lengths they go. So after all this, they told her, "You look so beautiful." She started crying. When one buzurg read this incident, he fell unconscious. What a lesson he took from there. Then when she gained consciousness, "Why are you crying? We praised you, that you're so beautiful." She said, "Your praises means nothing to me. When I go to my husband and my husband is happy, Then it did. So what the world praises our ibadat for the whole Ramadan. So many khatams and so much Quran Sharif and so much and whatever. Even the whole world praises. And many times no one praises. We just conceited in ourselves. I did so much. But it all depends. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. That means the court of Allah, whether it's accepted there or not, or whether it is thrown right, rejected outright, not even considered. And we are thinking, I did something very great, and nobody knows that what it is there. Signs are there, as we read also, that a person who gets a good mot, like even kalima, but yet, yaqeen 100%, we can't say he's a jannati. All the signs are there, and we have great hope in the mercy of Allah. But we absolute knowledge is only with Allah Ta'ala. For the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, it is different. But for other people, for us, we don't know exactly. So our namazes, who gave us that guarantee that it is going to be accepted? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that I've prepared one poem already in advance. That on Qiyamah Day, I hope I'll pass, I'll go free. Then I will sing that poem. I'll say that poem on that day. But at the moment, we have to have this fear. Also, it mustn't be too much also that we don't now, that we go into depression, that I made so much effort, now we are despondent, I don't know if it's accepted or not. No, we should look at the bright side, Buzurgani Deen, Allah reward them. And they were always there to encourage people. That when we kept one roza, Allah gave us tawfiq of the other, Allah was happy with your roza of yesterday. That's why He gave you tawfiq again. Your one namaz you make the next namaz, that namaz has been accepted. That's why Allah gave you tawfiq also. But that is for our encouragement. But we shouldn't go too much. Father Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should explain so beautifully. Now the water gauges in the cars are also different. But previously in the cars, you had the water to show the temperature of the water in your engine radiator. If it's too hot and the water is boiling in the engine, it's dangerous. And if it is gone completely on the other side, it must be in the middle. So in the same way, when we have too much hope in the mercy of Allah, we are gone on the extreme. Now we should look at whether it's accepted or not. And when we lose hope, look at the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so merciful, so kind. So our safest, al-imanu bain al-khawfi wal-raja. Where our iman, perfect iman lies, between the fear of Allah and between the hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, in between. Not only the fear, then a person becomes, he'll just lie in bed and I'm useless, I can't do anything. And not only in the hope of Allah that we don't even do anything. We do wrong and we say Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. No, in between the two. So Allah Ta'ala, let this attitude come in us and our whole life, everything we do, this comes into us. And we should also be reading this dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Maulana Idris Khan Delvi rahmatullah alayhi is written in Ma'ariful Quran, a person will read this dua, ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. Then that ni'mat on which you are reading it, Allah will never snatch away that ni'mat of yours. We kept roza finished, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa. We finished our namaz, our tilawat, whatever. Bayan we heard, we made bayan, Allah will keep. And we see our dunya's namaz, we see our wife, our children, all happy, especially Eid day, the families together. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah will keep that namaz with us. And then one other dua, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Allah's ni'mat, this good work, it got completed. By that, no matter what good work we do, and the whole world praises us, but it won't go to our head. We will know it is by the ni'mat of Allah. And that is very important. If anyone praises us, say, may Allah accept. Say, it's Allah's fadl. Never ever take it that I achieved it. Jazakallah, you praising me. No. Allah's fadl that Allah granted to us. And then the famous dua after kitab reading, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, great benefits in those duas also. That, oh Allah, whatever faults and omissions there were in the amal, by this dua they get fulfilled. And also Allah puts a seal on that amal then. That on the day of Qiyamah, that amal is sealed. It won't be taken away. Like when a muflis, a person who is a bankrupt person, and other people will come and collect his deeds because you had backbited about somebody or something. But all those on which this dua was read, those duas will remain. Those amal will remain with you. So we finish our roza, we read this dua, this dua also, the whole dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. And the dua, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. On whichever amal we read it, small amal, but this dua will magnify that amal and make it so big that the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah won't be able to weigh it. Another scale will have to be called in. A big scale. Like sometimes the crane comes in work and it's too small, the crane. Now this crane can't do the job. You have to get a bigger crane. So our amal on which we read these duas, Then for that, a huge scale will have to be brought in. So much Allah will increase. So these are five simple duas. You can ask Maulana Musa, one of the ulama. And on every amal, when we complete it, try and read it. And it doesn't take long. We were sitting and making tilawat. We were hearing bayan, whatever it was, the kitab reading, zikr we made. As we are getting up, we can read it in that time. And we have read it finished, and what a great earning we have done. With regard to intentions that we spoke yesterday, one good friend of ours, Maulana Zakaria Marchi, on one occasion we just came to his masjid, he met us outside, and he said, Maulana, all these intentions, you must write them all down. I said, when will I do it? You do it. Allah reward him, he wrote it all down. And now it is printed also, that book. And he has included so many things. We go shopping also. He wrote so many intentions we can make. Anything we do, he has, mashallah, done it very well. So we can read that and see how many intentions for all the different things that we do, we can make. And we will get all those rewards. May Allah give us all tawfiq, except so at the end of every amal, every day's roza, every namaz, every amal, this fear also that we don't know if it's accepted. And a person who's in that, Allah loves that person who has that attitude. May Allah give us tawfiq, except from all of us, and always don't forget our parents and the people who have passed away, all their ibadat also, Allah accept from them all also. Allah becomes very happy we make, and for all our ustads also, those who taught us even alif ba ta sa, those who taught us, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who taught me one word, he's my ustad. So whoever has taught us one word, make du'as for those people also. This will give us great progress in our dunya, for our parents and great our grandparents we make du'a, and for our deen, our ustad, our mashayikh, all those great ulama, what sacrifices they made so that we got deen in a place here. So comfortably we sitting, and that pure Quran Sharif, yeah it is. Yeah, we're listening to it all the time. The hadith mubarakah, what beautiful and pure hadith we are getting. So we should make dua for all of them also. May Allah accept from all of us.